There is no human genome project, and this metaphor perfectly explains why.
If you take a book called, like, War and Peace, like 600 pages, and the words are in a particular order, if I gave somebody, a computer or somebody, 100 million words or sentences and said, structure them into War and Peace, but they've never seen War and Peace. Nobody has ever seen it. As with virology, they're going to give you a million different options because there's no way for it to know which is the right option. And if you've never seen War and Peace, which they're saying they never had seen the intact genome, you can't know which one of those is correct because you don't know what correct is. And therefore, you can't have an error rate. Mm-hmm. And therefore, you can't know how much is missing. So how did they get there's 10% missing? And by the way, if there's 10% missing, and then they say, well, we took a sample from a person and we found the virus, and we did that because we knew which is the human, so we got rid of that. But then they say, but there's 10% which we've never seen. So how do you know that this part you're calling the virus isn't part of that 10%? Because you just told me 5 minutes ago you've never seen that 10%. So maybe that's the part you're calling virus, and you didn't throw it out because you didn't know it was part of the human. It falsifies the whole thing. There is no human genome. There was no way to know whether they just did PCR on these chemical extracts and got a whole bunch of things and told the computer to align it, make all the different possibilities, like a million of them, and then they picked one. That's nonsense. And that's the Human Genome Project.